The Mishnah, you're not going to move straw on a bed if you want to make it into a mattress. You're not going to move the straw with your hands, because straw is generally used for burning, and therefore it's muktzah, but you are allowed to move it with your body. If the straw has been set aside for animal feed, or if there was already a pillow or a sheet on the straw, which shows that the straw is already set aside to be used as a bed, then the straw may even be moved by the hands. The Mishnah continues, a household garment press, which is two large beams where the garment is laid on the lower beam and the upper beam is in place on top of it and screwed down tightly, so it may be released to remove a garment on Shabbos, but it may not be pressed down on Shabbos because the garment won't be ready till after Shabbos. A professional launderer's press may not be touched on Shabbos. It is closed so tightly that opening up is like demolishing. Rabbi Yehuda says if the professional press was somewhat released before Shabbos, it may be further released to remove the garment on Shabbos. Dr. Merv Nachman says if someone stuck a radish into the ground to ripen before Shabbos, so on Shabbos he's allowed to pull it out if it was stuck in right side up where the narrow part, the bottom, is deeper in and the wider part is on top, you're allowed to pull it out because no earth will be moved in that process. But if it was stuck in upside down, it'd be us to pull out because you'd be moving earth. Rav Nachman obviously holds that indirectly moving muktzah is a problem. Rav Adar Rav, the name of the yeshiva Rav, says our mission doesn't agree with Rav Nachman because it allows moving the muktzah straw with the body. So you see, it allows the indirect moving of muktzah. Yehuda says you let it crush peppers on Shabbos one at a time with a knife handle. Rava says since it's being done differently than you do it during the week, you can even do more than one at a time. Yehuda says someone who bathes in the river should make sure to dry off before walking out of the river, so he doesn't carry four amos in the adjoining karmelis. He doesn't carry that water, four amos in the adjoining karmelis. I object to Gemara when he walks into the water, he pushes the water four amos away. That also should be problematic. Gemara says moving something four amos away in a karmelis indirectly is not a problem. Only the direct carrying in a karmelis is a problem. Abaye Rabbi Yehuda said, if someone has mud on his shoe, he could rub it off onto the ground, but not onto a wall. Rav asks, you don't allow rubbing onto a wall because you consider that to be boina, adding the mud to the wall, but that's a very poor form of building, and it can't be the reason to make it also to rub on a wall. Rav therefore says, you're allowed to rub it against the wall, you're not allowed to rub it against the ground, because that would be filling holes, that would be also as boina. My brother Ravina says rubbing against the wall or against the ground would be usur. The only way you can do it is to rub off the mud on a piece of wood. Or Papa says both would be mutter actually. Rava says you shouldn't sit at the edge of the lechi because something may roll out into the Rishis HaRabim and you may bring it back in, in which case it would be chayav v'chatas. Rava also says one should not move around the barrel to try to make it stand more securely on the ground because that may come to fill holes on the ground. Rava also says you should not stuff wet material at the mouth of a bottle because you may squeeze out the liquid and be chayav v'shchita. Kahana says if someone has mud on his clothing, you're allowed to rub it on the inside to try to get the mud off, but not on the outside. Rava says if someone has mud on the clothing, he's not allowed to rub it at all. Morris says that means he's not allowed to rub it on the outside, but that's what it's referring to the outside, but on the inside he would be allowed to rub it. The Braisa also said if someone has mud on his shoe, he can scrape it off with the back of a knife. Rabbi Vo, in the name of Veloza, in the name of Rabbi Yane, says you're allowed to scrape off mud off a new shoe with the back of a knife, but not off an old shoe. Certain elder told Rabbi Vo, there are Chia taught in the Braisa, that you're not allowed to scrape a new shoe or an old shoe with that, like that. Braisa says you're not allowed to go out with shoes that are too large for you because we're afraid they're going to fall off and you're going to carry them on Shabbos, but you are allowed to go out with a shirt that's too big because the person won't remove his shirt and carry it outside. Braisa continues, a woman may not go out with a torn shoe because she'll be embarrassed and take it off and carry it, and such a shoe should not be used for chalitza, but if it is used, chalitza is valid. Also, a woman may not go out with new shoes on Shabbos because she's particular about wearing shoes that have a perfect fit, and if it's not, she may carry it, and therefore it's new, we don't know yet if it's a perfect fit. Back up our heads, if she wore them a little bit before Shabbos, she may wear them on Shabbos. Remember brings a steer in Braisa. One Braisa allows removing a shoe on Shabbos from the wooden or the metal form onto which it was made. Another Braisa doesn't allow it. Gemara answers, the first Braisa follows the Rabbanan who consider a shoe still in the form to be a keli, so it's not muksa and it can be moved. The second Braisa follows Rabbi Eliezer who says the shoe on the form is not a keli and therefore it's muksa. Now the Gemara understands that the Braisa allows the moving of the shoe with the form together as well. Based on that, the Gemara asks, that's good according to Rav, who says that something may be moved if its place is needed. However, so it's a tzarich mokim, and that's why you're allowed to move the form. However, according to Abaya, a muktzah item can only, you can't move a muktzah item just for tzarich mokim. So I was like, how do you allow the moving of the form altogether? The Gemara answers, the Braisa is discussing, like Rabbi Yehuda says in another Braisa as well, where the shoe is loosely on the form, and therefore we're permitting the moving of the shoe off the form. But the form itself, taka, can't be moved. In fact, according to Rava, why can't the entire form be moved? So according to this, it means that the actual form can't be moved, but according to Rava Taka, why can't the form be moved? The Gemara says, according to Rabbanon and Echanami, it could be moved. Raisa, which talks about Rabbi Yehuda saying that it's loose, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because he wanted, even Rabbi Eliezer should agree that it's a keli, and that's why it's allowed to be moved, that the Raisa should even fit according to him. Had Nalach Perek Toilin. Perek Neitel Perek Echad V'Esrim. Dr. Mishnah B'Siyat HaZishmaya, you're allowed to carry a child who's holding a stone in his hand or a basket that has a stone inside. Next, you're allowed to move Tamei Truma that is with Tahor Truma or that is with regular Chulin. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to remove one piece of Truma from a mixture of 100 pieces of Chulin. Zakumar Rava said if someone carries a live child with a pouch around his neck into the Shusharabim, he's potter for carrying the child, but he's chayav for carrying the pouch. If the child is Nebuchadet, he's potter for carrying the child and the pouch. The child is alive, he's potter for carrying the child because Rava holds Rav Nosson that a chayav no yisei atzmai. Aya Bezoi, why is he not potter for the thing around his neck? Also, we find that if someone carries a live person in a bed, the bed becomes bottled to the person, and therefore he's potter for carrying the bed also. Mara says a bed becomes bottled to a person, a pouch around the neck does not. In fact, why is a person not chayav for carrying out a dead child? Where it says Rebbe holds a Rav Shimon, and since he's removing the removal of the mace is a malach shenis yichud gufa, that's why he's potter. In fact, our Mishnah says that carrying a child with a stone in his hand is not considered to be carrying the stone, so why is the pouch different? Shiva Rabbiane said the Mishnah is discussing a child who is longing for his father and he's going to become sick if his father doesn't pick him up. In that case, we allow him to pick him up even though the muks is going to be lifted along with him. Typically, however, you are considered to be carrying something in the hand of someone who you pick up. Well, if that's the case, why does Rabbi say only about a stone? It should even be the same if there's a coin in his hand. Stone, if it falls down, we're not afraid the father's going to pick it up. If a coin were to fall, we're afraid the father would pick it up on Shabbos. That's why we wouldn't allow it.